Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I hope you have settled into your comfy seat and have a nice warm beverage to drink or, you know, whatever it is that you chill with on an evening like this. It is freezing cold in Seattle, but it is not raining at the moment. Of course, we don't have any snow like some parts of the country, so we're blessed in that sense, but it is cold. And I don't know, I'm actually sitting here with a glass of water, so anyway, it's all good. I have had a rough afternoon. I rented out the mother-in-law's unit to some hip-hop artists, and I had to ask them to move, and oh my goodness, what a mess, what a mess. So let me see what music I can find that can make me happy and get me out of this little mood that I am in. I'm going to play a track by Patrick Gandel, and I'm going to play Funkin' for Jamaica, because I know this is going to make me smile. So again, sit back, relax, and take in the flavor of some underground independent artists that I'm going to play for you today. Thank you. Funkin' for Jamaica by Patrick Gandel out of San Diego, California. I'm scrolling down here. I want to find a piece that is by a gentleman out of New York. And let's see, which one do I want to play? I think I'm going to play Seasons, and this is by Darian out of New York, New York.
Yeah. Far away, so many words that are hard to say. But all this time, should have told you something. Now it feels like it's all or nothing. So long we've been upon this roller coaster, but we travel far, never getting closer. In line for the miracle round.
Just listening to Darian with his piece called Seasons. Now I want to jump into another track and play one by Mahogany Dust, and this is Today.
Be a good day, and I guarantee you somebody gonna try to ruin it. That's why you gotta make sure you stay strong so you don't help them succeed in doing it. These people wake up and drum on their mind, and when their feet hit the floor, they pursuing it. That's why you gotta make sure your energy's straight so they don't involve you in it. It's gonna be bill collectors calling on your phone, leaving letters in the mailbox of your home. Traffic gonna be long, and when you get to work, everybody gonna be telling you what you did wrong. But today is gonna be a good day, you just gotta listen to G Twice song and be laid back, cool, and happy like two hippies that have hit a bone.
Mahogany Dust with their piece Today. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. You know, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, and sit in your comfy seat as I play a variety of tracks from, you know how we do it here at Flavor News Radio, playing only the best in underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest where I am to across the United States and even around the globe. I appreciate all the love and support that you give to what I do in trying to find creative ways to shine the light on some very, very deserving artists as far as talents go. Trying to switch my mood up, had a little bit of a rough afternoon with some tenants that I'm having to put out of my mother-in-law's unit downstairs, and it's just kind of interesting to me when I want to try to help somebody else out, and especially when they're creative souls, hip-hop artists, and it goes bad. Not a good thing. But one of the things that I do realize when it comes to music is very, very powerful, and it can help change the mood, you know, and get you thinking in a different direction and feeling in a different way. I had an amazing weekend this weekend. Normally I'm at work at my job at Friends of Youth on the weekend, but I was off. And Friday I was able to go down and experience, you know, the underground hip-hop scene of Seattle at the Lo-Fi. Oh, my goodness, seeing the freestyle, cypher taking place in the main room or in the front room of the Lo-Fi to going back in the back room where Black Stax, you know, who I work with, and Delton Sun, who I work with, perform along with, you know, King Dro, who I haven't seen in a few years, to an amazing talent of language arts and just a variety of, you know, hip-hop, underground, you know, hip-hop artists from right here in my hometown. Just the energy was amazing, just everything about that night was just great. I mean, it was like the open mics that I had at my coffee shop where everybody gave love to everybody. You know, there were definitely talents that were way better, you know, than others. But it was all about love, you know, and all about respect and all about, you know, the underground hip-hop, you know, community coming together, and that's exactly what they did. Last night I had the opportunity of going to the Scarlet Tree and seeing my girl LaTanya Horace sing. She and I used to work together at New Beginnings Battered Women Shelter, and it was amazing to see her. I hadn't seen her in like 7 years since I had built my coffee shop and opened it, and we just drifted apart, and it was a beautiful thing because three of my other domestic violence advocate sisters, you know, came out to see LaTanya sing. So it was kind of like a family reunion. It was wonderful, just absolutely wonderful. So just we'll just keep this going tonight. And I think I'm going to play a piece by one of the bands from here in the Pacific Northwest. Very, very diverse. Can go from jazz, funk, soul, you know, hip-hop. They play it all. And there's such a variety of talents that come together under the umbrella of what's called the goodie bag. And I'm going to play a piece called Bet You Wonder.
Fellas, we're going to do it like this. I want it like this. Give me that rim shot. We're going to want to keep it mellow. Since there's a lot of grown people in here, I don't want to get it too, you know, too rowdy. I want to keep it real mellow. Yeah. Yes. Give me that bass line. I need something real spicy on the keys over here. You ready for me, Dre? Ooh. And Doc, you can just sprinkle it with your jazzical, magical, whatever you do right here, man, because you're just so bad. Sounds so. Y'all like that? If y'all like that, clap your hands. We gon' get into it like this. Check it out. I took a little vacation from society to get my head straight. Figured out my direction, got rid of some dead weight. Did a disappearing act like that book by Terry McMillan. Everybody asking, your rug, where you been? I've been chilling, figuring out just what I wanted to do with my life. Did I want to rock the mic or did I want to live trife? Made a decision to answer my calling. Never falling in this rap game, big balling. That's y'all and never stalling. I'm pausing time to shift in full gear. I got somewhere to be in life, homie, and I know it ain't here. Work my fingers to the bone, I've been home, I have a check. Been rapping for 10 years without a record I checked. And you can bet your last buck I ain't the one to give up. I see my people get their dreams a flush, turn into fiends and clucks. Bad luck, struggle, blood, lightning. This situation to me is kind of frightening. It's time to do some writing. Gotta set it off like that D-Frank and Jada. Go get this paper, save the save for later. Come prep the paper. Everybody and their mama swearing they rapping or something. But see, I paid my dues, so you can't tell me nothing. Thoughts are missing. Convince me to work hard for this currency. Y'all gon' miss me till I'm back on the block like Quincy. Just say what's up to all of my family and friends, and don't be asking where the hell have I been. I'ma tell you then. I bet you wonder where I've been. Been out there hustling, making it. Sorry, I have no time to spend. I bet you wonder where I've been. I kept myself away from chicken heads, groupies, and those. Lord, I ran around the show, trying to get dibs in my dough. But oh no, to them chicken heads, I'm playing the Grinch. I'm looking for a starting player, and you riding the bench. When I was trying to holler, you would put up a fuss. You drive continue, you see me driving, you wasn't when I was riding the bus. Thought I forgot, no, laughs, because I was working, making tacos. But now you want to holler, yeah, I thought so. Switch up my motto, find a brighter tomorrow. Now I'm seeing through everybody here like an empty bottle. You're coming up short like Stephanie, spreading rumors saying you slept with me. Trying hard to get the best of me, you're throwing crazy stones in my destiny. I wish that y'all would stop sweating me and let me be. Asking crazy questions, wondering where I be at. You keep calling, but I ain't calling you back. I got no time like little Kim and Puff Daddy to put a cape on my back to make you happy. So you can be mad at me, but it ain't gonna stop what I'm doing. You only want me for screwing. I got dreams I'm pursuing. I'm steady living by the beat like my brother's outcast. You wanted to show me from my music by showing your ass. I'd rather be any other city where I can't be found. Don't be mad cause I turned you down. When I come around, I bet you wonder where I've been. Come on, clap your hands. Out there hustling, making it. I've been bringing real love. I get this one. people hate me cause I'm doing my music, but I'm loving it. Thinking nothing of it cause it's cool up on top. They try so hard to try to get me from my spot. Wanna be me cats, wanna take me from my pride. So Rockefeller too strong. Where I come from, haters, they don't live that long. I never try to knock another man's hustle. That's wrong, it's all about riders and punk. So what side are you wrong? And you can roll with the riders, get your dough and be cool. Or you could go out like a sucker and die like a fool. I'd rather sack loop, reboot those who try to act cute. These hating cools wreck rock, put on his clown suit. Nowadays I come with triple player haters, surveillance. I got no patience for people in my bank statements. Every day of my life I experience so much hatred. People go through extreme to be my replacement. I'm also stay rich, kid. Y'all always wanted to be played with. Don't mad cause you ain't getting no paper. And I get it, so when you get it, people wanna forget you. But when you out of the game, they all up in your mixture. Running up with the camera, but trying to be all in your picture. I gotta cut you off, I can't get with you. See these players hating ass cats, got their place in society. So on the stage with goodie bag is where you find me. I bet you wonder where I've been. Can y'all sing it with me? I'm losing, hustling, making it. Mr. Rockefeller himself, Doc Rose on the saxophone, Herman Brown on guitar, my man L Train, Lenard Jones on the drums, Gerald Sussbuck Turner on the bass, and Andre Hunty Green on the keys. Holla at your boy, Rockefeller, Goodie Bag in the building, and it's live, live, it's all the way, it's all the way live. I appreciate your time and your eardrums. And this is a live recording. Deuces.
All right, that was Bet You Wonder by the band known as Goodie Bag out of the Pacific Northwest.
Lady Flavor of the Northwest, I humbly come to you today in search and in need of a platform to display my talents and speak of my struggles. It's pain, it's love, my condition is critical. What I'm spitting and bidding is biblical. Been through the wire, the fire is visible. Still can't escape the late grace, I am spiritual. Hero lost it, I go traveling, asking them just to give a listen. They pass on him as if rationing. It's time not for the spending. This my dream, this my life. I push this pen, my sins I write. My all I give with all my might. My inner light is from this mic. Lady Flavor, thanks for the opportunity to display my talent. Sincerely, with tongue, to scavenge an Urko joint. We fly, look to the stars.
For the rush, no doubt going south, it's like no semen in my nuts. No, but something's missing cause I'm tripping and I'm twitching. Don't say cool, hurricane, dirt, murder, you better not mention. My mouth gets the foam and my eyes glowing, see the signs. Passing me the mic, it's just like me getting high. I'm alone and in the corner, all rolled up and I'm rapping. See the mat, I ain't tapping, hear the scratching, I'm passing. Overindulging and I'm hoping my stick will clear the itch. Or will more need to be spent? Just cops a hot one, man, it cops a nitro. Wrapped it and tossed them, felt like a shotgun. Got a feeling of cold, chill it in my chest. That's with tongues off in my deck. When addiction got you twitching and the time just rough, I got the pure with no gun, you can step a snort up. War after war, the harder one war. Got the remedy, you feeling me, I give you the cure. Hey, Blanche, man, get Frank Lucas on the phone. He might want to invest in this. When addiction got you twitching and the time is rough, I got the pure with no cut, you can step a snort up.
war after war, the haunted one war. Got the remedy, you're feeling me, I get you the cure. Used up the last product, it started itching all over. Are you paying attention? I'm admitting I'm sober. Knowing that the first hit'll never have a duplicate. Lesson I learned a bit, still I wanna burn that shit. For the record, I'll admit it. Don't care if it's unfinished, I've been once bitten. Just wanna listen. Price been discounting, I found it online at a dot com. It's all on real time. This must be a dream, like heaven to a fiend. iPod, MP3, all I do is stream. This must be life, I can hear it in my sleep. 99 cents in, get movement in my feet. I can cop it, I can get it, I can feel it, I can have it. Get swift tongues if you want blue magic. When addiction got you twitching and the time is rough, I got the pure with no cut, you can step a snort up. War after war, the harder one war. Got the remedy, you feeling me, I give you the cure. Hey, Block Man, get Frank Lucas on the phone. He might want to invest in this.
All right, that was The Cure by Swift Tongues, also another artist out of my hometown of the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. Now I want to play a piece for you from my girl Monica Monet, and I am going to play My Life. Monica Monet with her piece, My Life. Now I want to play a piece by a young man who was an amazing feature guest artist on my All Media Artist Features this past Wednesday. Great accomplishments behind him, just a very humble soul and with an absolutely beautiful voice and musical talents. I'm going to play the song that won him the John Lennon Songwriters Award, where he won $20,000, which was given to him by Brian McKnight. And this is Matt Cusin with Once Upon a Time. Oh, excuse me. No. I want to play One of Those Nights.
I can't come.
That was Matt Cusin with One of Those Nights. And if you Google that and find the YouTube, he is singing that song with his nieces. It is so endearing watching that particular video. Again, this is the song that won him the John Lennon Songwriters Award, where he won $20,000. And also the song is up on another competition right now, which is the Oasis Jazz Awards for Song of the Year. So you can Google that. I'll post the link up on Facebook again where you can go and vote for that particular song and for Matt Cusin. Again, all the artists that I've played thus far, Patrick Yandel, Darian, Mahogany Dust, Goody Bag, Swift Tongues, Monica Monet, and Matt Cusin can all be Googled. You can find information about them, go hear their sounds, you know, and check them out and reach out and support them. You know, that's one thing that the underground independent artists need from us, the people that are fans and believe in them, is to support them in one way or another. If you're not able to financially support by, you know, purchasing their CDs, their books, their art, you know, or going to a showcase or what have you, you know, just hit the share button, spread the word, let the people in your network know, you know, that you believe in what they are doing. Word of mouth is very powerful. You know, and that's how we help each other get out there to do what it is that we do. I want to thank everybody who has stepped up to support Flava News Radio to stay on the air in 2011. A few people from the Pacific Northwest have made donations like Swift Tongue and Lynx Records and, you know, Delton Sun, Black Stacks, and Mike Mack in Harlem to, you know, DeLon and Therese and John and Monica Monet and several other artists over there at the All Media Artists. You know, I thank you so very, very much for supporting me, for your continued support and belief in who I am and what I do. So I want to play a piece. This is my baby boy. You know, I adopted him, oh gosh, about a year ago. And, you know, it was a pleasure for me to see him perform on stage on Friday. And it was like I was a proud mama. And he performed this particular piece, and the crowd absolutely loved it. This is Delton Sun with Issues.
Change and blings, but they just ain't free. I'm about to let you know, this is just me. girl and beloved O-N-E.
I got issues with the songs these people play. I got issues with these artists of today. I got issues with these songs people play. And I got issues, and we've got to find a way.
Day witchcraft, but it's not even that anymore, because the media has the last laugh, and believe me, it'll backdraft like east side, west side, controlling an art by manipulating coastal pride. I thought I spied another hand on the mic, and it wasn't the MC, another voice whispering over wax. Who could it be? My conscience speaks to me, slightly hints the industry, the industry, the industry, because originality is slipping like silk over the body of hip-hop, sliding mischievously into imperialist hands. Untapped talent is an uncharted country to colonize. Instead of authenticity, they synthesize, pulling wool over the eyes of those who don't recognize the real. Not in the sense of a cap to deal with the dope, to deal the dope being real sound. Sound. How can I expound to you this notion? Activize your brain, set the gears in motion, because too many people keep coasting along without a driver at the wheel. Is there a driver at the wheel?
I got issues with the song. Play. I got issues with these artists of today. I got issues with these songs people play. And I got issues, and we've got to find a way.
This is hip hop for respect. Best believe we can't neglect the babies and the seeds. We teach them, they learn, because they don't even know what they need. See, I know songs like this won't get played on the airwaves, but I'm not even concerned, because I got issues with what they play anyway.
All right, that was Issues by My Baby Boy, Delton Sun. Now, going into 2011, you know, I'm doing things a little bit different. I don't have the time to be able to just put, you know, everybody out there, you know, because I have 5 artists that I'm working with right now on different projects, and they are my priority, you know. So when you see me post behind certain ones, there's a good chance they're an artist that I'm working with. You can always go to flavanews.com and check out the artists that I'm working with under clients. I work with Black Stacks. I work with Delton Sun, John D. Green Sr., and Chameleon out of Switzerland, and also an author out of Philadelphia, Black Poe, a.k.a. Travis V.P. Fox. So those particular artists are the ones that my main focus are on, along with doing my radio shows. So things are going to be done just a little bit different going into this year, you know, stepping it up for my own self, you know, and, you know, working on those contracts. Honestly, I did not realize that things would take longer than what I had anticipated, you know, with some of the things that I'm dealing with behind the scenes. You know, I wish that I could just wave a magic wand and make things happen in the time that I would like to have them happen. But you know what they say. You know, everything does not always happen, you know, that way. So one of the things I just am learning, you know, and some days I'm good at it and other days I'm not, but I'm learning to be patient and just keep it moving and make things happen while all the other things, the behind-the-scenes things are in the works. So I want to play a piece by John D. Green Sr. I'm so very, very proud of him. He's an amazing man. He's got an amazing family. He is somebody who is a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, and now actor. And right now he is working on 2 acting jobs, one for a movie and one for a sitcom. And I'm so very, very proud of him, and I'm proud to be on his team. So I'm going to play Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr. out of the Detroit, Michigan area.
Thank you.
All right, that was Melodocracy by John D. Green, Sr. out of Detroit, Michigan. We've got a caller on the line, so let me bring him in. Mr. DeLon, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. How are you, my friend?
Good evening. How are you doing?
Just I'm very good. I'm glad that you called in. So how are you?
I'm in good spirits right now.
Yeah? Any particular reason? Not that you need one, but...
just musically, things are starting to pick up a little bit. And the video is out.
The video. Oh, the video with the hip-hop artist.
Right.
Is it that one? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I have to make sure that I go find it.
Right.
I will go hunt it down in my inbox.
Right. Yeah, I sent it to you through Facebook. I'm particular about who I'm sending that to right now. I'm just going to kind of bleed it in a little bit. You know what I mean? That stuff. So
can I post it or is it on the, you know?
Check it out and then you post it to the people that you think should check it out. You know what I mean?
Okay. We'll do that. So how are you feeling about it? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling really good about it, you know.
Yeah? Okay. I'm sure is dynamite. I can't wait to see it. I've been so busy this past weekend. Boy, DeLon, I've just been running. I don't normally do this. And, you know, I'm just an old lady, and I can tell that I'm old because, you know, when I went down to the – oh, you just don't know. You just don't know. When I went to the hip-hop, underground hip-hop show on Friday, this old lady, I need to sit down. I can't stand. I really don't know how, you know, well, they're young, I guess. I don't know how people go to those shows and stand for 4 hours. 2 hours into it, I had to say, see ya, because I just couldn't handle it. I started having hot flashes. My legs were going to fall apart. I was like, how do y'all do this? So I missed out on a lot of artists that I really, really wanted to see. But, you know, hey, at least I got to see, you know, Delton and Black Stax and some of the other people perform. What I really, really enjoyed about that particular night, I had never seen a freestyle cypher before. It started out with maybe like, say 4 hip-hop artists in a circle. And it must have grown to like 15.
Wow, you've never seen a cypher before?
I've never seen that like that before, you know, where they passed the mic and they just played off of each other.
Right.
It was
amazing. Yeah, that's part of hip-hop culture. That's been going on since the 70s.
I'm not a hip-hop head. You know, people might think I am. I am so new to this. You know, so being new to it, it's exciting to me to experience some of these things. But, I couldn't hang. You know, after 2 hours. I was there 2 hours. I'm like, okay, Mama's got to go. Jace was gracious. He walked me to the car, and I was like, I had to get out of there. And then last night I went to the Scarlet Tree, which is a really nice place. It had burned down in one location, and they rebuilt it, and it's just a beautiful place. That my girlfriend, LaTanya, was singing at. She sings with a group called Speakeasy Unplugged. And we were domestic violence advocates together at New Beginnings for battered women and their children. And when I built my coffee shop, we kind of drifted apart because I was always at my coffee shop, you know, so I didn't have, like, time to, like, hang out anymore with people. And so I showed up there last night to surprise her, and, oh, my God, it was just wonderful. She was so surprised, and just to be able to hear her sing again and her band, and it was just amazing. So I was there probably like 3 hours, but hey, at least I got to sit down there, you know, so that was cool. I kind of was like half Susan and half Lady Flava there. It was really, really great. So I had a really busy weekend.
Right.
Then today, you know, we're trying to get the hip-hop artists out of the mental laws unit, and oh my goodness. I told myself after I let the hip-hop artists move in, I was all excited about them coming. Mm-hmm. They got to go. They just really got to go, and I'm not really sure if I would ever step up in that direction again to just take a chance on somebody coming into my living space that way, you know?
Right.
And it's sad, you know, when you get burned that way. It's kind of sad when they kind of, you know, ruin the opportunities of possibly somebody in the future. I don't know. I seem to just do that, Delon, where I put myself out there, you know, in believing in somebody else, and then generally it turns around and does something that, do I say detrimental to myself or whatever, but, you know, I end up in the end paying the cost for somebody else's
right.
mess, you know, so, yeah. It's
yeah,
a mess down
yeah
there.
You got to be, yeah, so, you know, I found out the hard way through the years and, that, you know, you have to be very particular about who you're dealing with. And it's not
yeah.
just hip-hop. It's just, you know, that could be...
Oh, no, I know. No, I know.
Wide range of things.
Oh, I know. I just, you know, I really just love the idea of having creative souls in my house. I really, really love it. It's a big house, you know, and the mother-in-law's unit has its own separate, you know, entry, and it's its own space. It has, you know, a kitchen and washer and dryer and everything down there. I love the idea of having them down there. I loved, honestly, hearing them make their music because you could hear it through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was honestly cool with that as long as they were done with that at a reasonable hour.
Right.
So, you know, I love that idea, but, you know, maybe that's not such a good idea because, you know, I don't know. You know, I think that I need to just be more realistic and make sure that people have incomes.
Mm-hmm.
That can pay the rent, you know, or pay their bills or whatever before I extend myself out there and just believing that it's going to actually happen. So, yeah,
you may have to do an actual interview process, you know, kind of weed them out.
I did do an interview process with them. I loved them. I did. I loved them when they came. You know, we talked a few times. One of them showed me all his paychecks to prove he had a job and had an income, you know. And, yeah, I mean, I really believed it was going to work. Next thing you know, there must have been like a dozen people sleeping down there on the floor and in and out of there and, you know, hooping and hollering. Next thing you know, there was a pit bull down there. And, you know, I mean, it's just like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
So they kind of took advantage of that, sounds like.
Yeah, they did. They did. And, you know, they avoided me, and they didn't pay rent. And then it was like the water bill went up, like, triple the amount of what it normally is when we have a full house.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know how many people were down there washing clothes and taking showers because
yeah.
the water bill just skyrocketed. So, yeah, it was just like.
It sounds like it was a party going on.
Yeah, on my tab, I guess, huh? So, because in the end, I get to pay all those bills, you know, that they didn't pay. So I just want them out of here, and I just didn't need the little beat maker out there in the driveway, you know, talking smack to me. So, yeah, so it was a good thing that I could come back in the house and do my show and play some music and maybe vent a little bit. So thank you for letting me vent because, you know, I just wanted to get that out of my system. And everybody can think I'm just absolutely crazy because, yeah, there's a crazy side to Lady Flava. I'm just not always peaches and cream.
don't let the nice person fool you, huh?
Ooh, no, you don't want the German side to come out. You kind of want that soft Japanese side of me most of the time. Yeah, just don't let that German side come out.
Yeah, I got a little German in my blood, too. My mother's grandmother was German.
Yeah.
So,
Delon?
Yes, ma'am.
What am I going to ask you now?
Oh, Lord, no.
No? Did you say no?
Man.
No?
Go ahead, ask your question.
Delon, are you going to sing today?
Oh, man. You're going to make me start avoiding the shows, man. People out there are like, man, this guy's on there every day now.
Everybody loves hearing you sing, Delon.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm not going to give you a whole song. I'll just give you a piece of one.
All right. I'll settle for a snippet.
Let's see. Okay.
I had some problems, and no one could seem to solve them. But you found the answer. You told me to take a chance and learn the way. Oh, love, my baby, and all that it has to offer. In time you will see that love won't let you down. You said that you love me, yet hurt only came to pass me. It sounded so convincing that I gave it half a chance and learned the ways of love, my baby, and give some of love inside me. And all that I have, I give my all to you, babe. All my loving and all this love is waiting for you, my baby, my darling. And all my love is waiting for you.
Aww. See, now I could go and sit and listen to you sing every day.
Oh,
Jesus. It would just make my days all full of sunshine, even if it was gloomy and rainy. You have just one of those feel good voices, you know, Dahlon. You just do it. I mean, it's just sweet. It's just pure. It's like that feel good. That just, you know, just man. It just,
I appreciate
yeah.
It.
No, I appreciate you, my friend. I'm like, where did he come from, and why did he take so long to come?
You know.
No, but you are just, you know, you're just absolutely amazing. And, you know, this is when it gets hard, you know, when I think about underground independent artists and what is the most effective way to get people to really, really pay attention. I think that tomorrow on the Artist Roundtable, I don't know if you'll be able to come. It's going to be 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So what does that make it? Noon your time?
Oh, it'll be during the daytime.
2 hours difference, isn't it?
It's during the day
difference?
Or evening?
In the morning.
Well. Oh, yeah, I'll be able to tune in.
Okay.
Because yeah, I work at night, so I'll be able to tune in.
Okay, so I think it's noon your time, Ben Dahlon, but
yeah.
If the people that I think may be coming to the show tomorrow, it could get really, really interesting. There's some artists up here in the Pacific Northwest, very, very quality artists that are getting really, really frustrated in the lack of support that the Pacific Northwest is giving the artists in their own hometown. Mm. And, you know, and to the point
theme.
That...
I said, unfortunately, a common theme, because I hear a lot of that down here in Houston, too. A lot of people complain that the hometown doesn't support.
Well, you know, it's funny that I was having breakfast with my daddy. You know, I've been doing that quite a bit lately because, you know, we always have to go have breakfast when we run errands. But I was having this conversation with him, you know, when it came to now that Blog Talk Radio has turned into a paid subscription, you know, for the host, and, you know, why was it that the all media artists were the first artists to step up and want to support, you know, the radio station to continue on the air in 2011 versus the Pacific Northwest, where, you know, I've stepped up to create, you know, some opportunities for the Pacific Northwest to be heard in different ways. And, you know, that really, really bothered me. And my dad said the same thing. He says, you know what, maybe it's the same scenario of how you don't get the support from the people in your own hometown, but you do from other people. And it's just, I don't really understand that, you know,
yeah.
Because it's just like I've heard artists say, like, if they go to Europe, they get much love over in Europe.
I've heard that from everybody there. If you go to London, UK, and all that other stuff, and Germany, like, they just love us over there. And I don't know if it, and I think that their views on music are different.
Right.
You know, they'll get more into the art of it. You know, I mean, it's not really so much about being a superstar over there. Because, you know, from what I heard, it's like, you could be, like, extremely underground, but you will have a really solid following once you, you know, start hitting the circuit a little bit. And for and for some artists that were well known over here in the States at one point, they, you know, maybe they don't make too well of a living anymore over here because they don't have any hits, but they can go over there and get a tour. You know what I mean? So
okay.
That seems to be a real common theme, you know.
So I can't explain, but
they just appreciate it more.
I think that it could really turn into an interesting conversation. I really would hate to see, you know, some of the people who are talking in this direction. I mean, one's even talking about just even giving up on, like, really doing music the way that he'd been doing it and stuff. And he's really good. I mean, he's very, very good. And so, you know, I hate to see somebody give up on their dream and their talent because the hometown doesn't support. You know, and I'm sitting here racking my brains. Okay, what is it that Flava News could do beyond, you know, what I'm doing? I mean, you know, the reality is that I have limited resources, you know, in some ways. I mean, I have a pretty extensive network, you know, of people that I'm connected with, and it's growing, you know, continuously around the world, you know. But,
Well, I mean, I had an idea to some degree, but it's kind of already being done in large part with, like, Therese, with, like, all the artists, you know what I mean? It's really actually, to some degree, it's one thing to support artists. I guess what I'm kind of getting at is it's one thing to support and, you know, put them on your radio show and stuff, but at the end of the day, that's only limited but so much because people want to actually get their hands on product. You know what I'm saying? So it could turn into this thing of perhaps, you know, I don't know what your resources are, but, you know, maybe starting a label type of situation for artists, you know, that of your choosing that you feel that can really go the distance and people who have really something to offer. You know, that's a possibility. You know, I don't know. You know, again, it really comes down to money. You know what I'm saying? Because
it does.
You know, I could start a label, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, without the proper monetary resources, it's not going far anyway. So, I'm racking my brain on this stuff like every day, and I'm like, man, why is it that, you know, certain people break through and others don't?
I mean, there's exactly. You know, I mean. Yeah, exactly. When I had Matt Cusin on the show on Wednesday, you know, he was talking about just get out there and hustle, make your face known, make your sound known, just get out there amongst anybody and everybody, you know. But, you know, it's like, for instance, with you, you're a family man. You know, Matt Cusin is single, you know, so it's a little bit easier for him to get out there and just expose himself to, you know, anything and everything in the community of where he is, you know, with the arts, to then, you know, being able to connect with somebody that, you know, may pay attention. And obviously with his voice and his musical talents, I mean, people, you know, should pay attention, you know, to him, you know. But then, you know, when you're a family man and you got to work, you know, and this and that, it's like, okay, like, how do you really do that? You can't neglect your family. You can't. You know,
trust me, I wish I could do music full time, like, as in that's all I do from sun up to sundown and in reverse or whatever. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I do have a family and stuff. You know, my wife works too, but, you know, But, you know, it's a thing, whereas, you know, we have things we have to take care of first. You know, I cannot just come home to my wife and say, oh, you know, guess what, honey, I quit my job today because I'm going to pursue music. You know, that's that wouldn't go over too well.
I totally get it. I mean, totally get it. And, yeah, so it's just even like last night when I was meeting up with my sister domestic violence advocates, they're, you know, they had been to my coffee shop when I had Flava, you know, those 5 years and stuff. And they're like, what are you doing now? And so I told them about Flava News, and they're like, are you actually making a living off of that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is some income coming in, you know, of projects that I'm working on for artists. I've been working on this proposal. It feels like forever, for absolutely forever. And I thought that, that things would have transpired by now, you know, and the meetings would have taken place by now. The connections keep going. The communication is still there. It's just the meeting hasn't actually taken place. And I'm like, is this what corporate America looks like? You know, like, you know, because I just want to get, things going.
I mean, it really, it comes down to this, is that a person of your kind of heart, you know, you, if you had money behind it, then it would be, you know, it'd be like you could make it, you know, really something to take off. But a lot of people, you know, who are really, you know, really making money from this, it's business first and foremost. You know, it's it's not so much about music. You know, it's about if they don't hear hits. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep it real for a minute. You know, some of the stuff that you play, which to me is great, and to you is great, but to record companies, there's certain formulas they're looking for, and a lot, you know, and unfortunately, some of us don't fit those formulas, or we're not trying to be formulatic, you know, I should say.
No, and that's true. And you don't necessarily always know what it is that's going to catch their attention either. You know,
trust me.
What
every
sound,
day they have
what look, what image, you know, whatever. And a lot of it does come down to that whole package thing, you know, as to what is it that can be put out there and marketed and promoted to make money. You know, because if they're going to invest, if they're going to sponsor or whatever they want. They either want to know, feel good about what it is that they're investing in sponsoring, or they want, you know, a return, you know, on the dollar. And so, yeah, I totally get all of that. It's just that, you know, the people
I'm just going to say that's just the nature of the beast because, like I said, like I'm just going to put myself out there for a moment. It's The reality is, you know, I'm glad that you get into my talent and all that, and I love you for that. But honestly, record companies are not looking for people like me. I'm over the hill for most labels. You know what I'm saying? It's a young man's game. I'll be 43 in February, which is 25 years too old for what most record companies are looking for. I don't sing in that type of style. I don't do that kind of music that they're doing, you know, and so, you know, I have to now really be very careful about how I market myself. And, you know, there are maybe a few entities out there that may want to take a chance on me, but by and large, like, you know, the big labels, they're not looking for people like myself.
Well, and the thing is, you know, what we're hearing and seeing is, like, the big labels are actually dying off, you know, and there's more indie labels out there, you know, that people are just, you know, producing themselves. And I think that's what it's more so going to come down to, because I believe that DeLon, I mean, you know, just, you know, putting aside the fact that I love you and I think that you're a great man and a great talent, I do think that you have a sound that that people will appreciate, you know, and would enjoy. You know, because, I mean, it's just like when I went to the Scarlet Tree last night. You know, I'm 50 years old. The crowd there was 35 to 60 years old. They were up partying on the dance floor. You know, they would love your sound there, you know, and, you know, just having a great time, you know, no riffraff, no mess, just, you know, just people having a great time. That place was packed,
right.
You know, upstairs and downstairs, you know, and it was all older people, mature crowd. And so it was really nice to see that because I don't really know of spots, you know, like that here in Seattle. I mean, you know, back in the day it was the Esquire Club, which has kind of died off, and there I don't even know how they're still holding on. And it would
right.
it would honestly be great that if they could bring that back, you know, but it's all
right.
you know, the younger clubs and stuff that are around. And then, you know, then there's issues, you know, with, you know, police ending up, you know, coming to some of them and this, that, and the other. So I think there is a market. It's just figuring out how to, you know, effectively, you know, target, you know, a market, you know, for your sound. I think it's just all, I believe that it is marketable, you know. It's just like the jazz stations closing. You know, how do you close down the jazz stations? You know,
right.
maybe, you know, the station here in Seattle has been around 19 years. How does it all of a sudden close?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think there's got to, now the jazz community needs to get creative in how to get the music, you know, played out there. That's why I wanted to start a show that was just focused on jazz also.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I'm just, I think there's a way of doing it. I just don't know how.
Right. I mean, honestly, it's like this. If there was enough confidence in the industry at all, that people in my age bracket and the kind of music that I'm trying to do would buy it. That's what it comes
mm-hmm.
down to, buying it. If they knew for a fact that it was gonna make millions and not thousands, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a made difference. Trust me, it'd be, you know, the floodgates would open. But I mean, we
right.
just have to be honest about it. Is American Idol, you know. There's a reason why it's one of the biggest shows, and there's a reason why no one in my age bracket is going to be on that show. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's,
I understand.
It's all about, they're looking for the youth. They're looking for the next big thing. You know, I mean, honestly, what's crazy about it is like people like Usher and them are starting to get old. You know what I'm saying? It's
right,
like he only
right.
gotta, you know, his timeline is going to start shortening up. But I mean, he's a superstar, so he'll be set. But I'm talking
uh-huh.
about, really, in the game itself, you know, he's, in order for him to stay relevant, he's going to have to keep up with, you know, the cat who's, you know, several years younger than him, who's doing what he's been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the thing.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. So what I mean, so what does that say for you, DeLon, as an artist? Is that, are you feeling like discouraged, or I mean?
Yeah, I feel discouraged sometimes, but see, because I love music first and foremost, and I've been doing
right.
it for most of my life, you know, sure, I've had many times where I wanted to throw in the towel, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had enough support and encouragement from a lot of people who hear me that, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I have something to offer, you know what I mean? If the right, you know, if anyone's listening, if the right people got behind me and said, hey, you know, we need to throw some money behind DeLon, and, you know, and we can guarantee that if we market this correctly, you know,
mm-hmm.
because trust me, there's a lot of people say to me all the time that they appreciate my sound because nobody makes music for them anymore. So they're
yeah.
hungry for it, but they just...
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, you know, some people aren't computer savvy. They don't know about, a lot of people, you know, in the older age brackets, they don't know about going on iTunes and, you know, and all this other stuff to download and all that. A lot of that stuff may not be foreign to them, but
well,
they don't want to bother with all that. They want to go to the record store and buy an actual CD or album or tape or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So.
Well, and I'll be honest, I'm more old school. I like the physical you know, CD or book. I don't think that I'll ever get a Kindle or something and read a book online, you know,
right.
And to be honest, I don't think that I've actually ever purchased a CD online to download. I really
right.
do like the hard copy, and I guess that's my
right.
age.
See, that proves, that proves my point. I mean, like my mother, for instance, I swear, if I had a million selling CD right now that you could only get it online, she's not going to get it. I would have to give her a physical copy of it because she doesn't have a computer for one, and then number two, even if she did, you know, she's not going to bother with trying to learn how to go on and all that other stuff.
Okay, yeah. So let's discuss another topic, and I guess we'll probably end up having to carry this over to the Artist Roundtable tomorrow, and I appreciate you calling in and having this frank conversation with me, DeLon. But the other thing is there are a lot of people who don't have a credit card or a debit card to purchase online.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so then what do you do with that? It's not that they don't necessarily want to support you. They don't have the capability, you know,
right.
of being able
exactly.
to do it online. And so, and then there are those that are not comfortable with purchasing and putting their credit card online, which I do understand that also, you know,
right.
but, you know, I've had some people actually mail me money orders, you know, towards donating towards Flava News Radio, you know,
right.
which is so greatly appreciated. And for them to take that step to do that, to actually mail to me is great, but I know that in itself, you know, is, you know, if they don't have that capability, you can't go buy a digital download.
Right.
So, I don't know. It makes it a little bit, you know, makes it a little bit harder now until you are to the point like a Matt Cusin, who still is an independent artist, you know, working his way to get out there, but his CD you can purchase it in a Target and a Walmart.
Right. That's it. Yeah. I mean, I'm one of them cats who actually miss albums, like you know, like the big 12-inch. You know,
what
I'm saying? Tape.
Yeah. The
33s
you know, and the 45s. Yeah.
Man, the 45s. I actually miss that stuff, man. There's some things that you know. Sure, you know, CDs and all that, you know, sonic-wise are better, but there's nothing like getting that album and taking the saran, you know, the wrap off and all that other stuff, you know.
I remember back when I was a teenager having an 8-track in my glove compartment.
Oh, yeah, my parents had an 8-track.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness, you couldn't fit nothing. I mean, you couldn't fit, like, no tapes in there. I was so happy when I got a cassette tape. I thought I was just the one. Actually, I drive a 99 Beetle, and it still has a cassette slot in there. I should pull out some old cassettes and listen to them. Yeah.
Yeah, I have some cassettes myself, but the only way I'm going to be able to play them is inside my house because I have a cassette player. But my car,
right.
they don't make cassette players for their
own. No, of course they don't. But it's a challenging time, you know, for artists, you know, and being able to get out there and market themselves and get people to pay attention and want to, you know, support you. Not only support you, but appreciate. You want people that really appreciate what it is that you're creating, because those are the ones that really will get out there and spread the word for you if they love what you're doing. One thing that I've come to realize, which I have some mixed feelings about, and we can talk about this tomorrow also, is, you know, I had put it up the other day, you know, popularity versus talent, you know, what's moving forward, you know, and, you know, when you win a popularity contest, it's not necessarily based off of the fact that you have talent.
Mm-hmm.
You just know how to create that good hype that people want to get involved in.
Yeah,
and then the people that really, really have the talent may not necessarily be the most popular people or artists, you know, to get people behind them. And so I think that's something that's also interesting, too, you know, who's being
right.
recognized out there in the industry and who's not.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I've kind of shied away from those type of things. And people say, hey, why don't you get in talent shows and all this other stuff? And, you know, because you can get a deal and blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. I've done enough of those in my time where I know that oftentimes the person who's handing out this quote-unquote record contract, or they're probably a big-time producer or whatever, they already have their eye on certain people, and they invite them to the shows to perform to hype them up. And then, lo and behold, guess who the winner is? You know what I'm saying? They already had that figured out. You know what I'm saying? So there's politics on that, too. Yeah, there's politics on that also. So.
Right.
I've seen it enough, trust me. And it's, you know, dirty little secret there. But.
Right. Well, I think this is something that's, you know, worth tabling, you know, for tomorrow, because, I would like to be able to think that there are effective things that can be done, you know, for certain artists to get out there and to be recognized and appreciated for their talents, and, you know, to be able at least to make some form of living off of it. You know, I think that a lot of artists give away themselves and their talents for free too much. And I understand that to be recognized, you do need to do that. But at some point, you should be able, you know, you should have already paid your dues, and then you should be able to, you know, start reaping some benefits from the fact that people say that they love your talents and appreciate who you are as an artist, you know, because, I mean, you think about it, how many of the mainstream artists do we put a lot of money into that are doing really, really well, and because whatever it is that they create for some reason, whatever the reason is, even if it's just part of being a part of the in crowd, it makes you feel good, you know, in experiencing it. So, you know, why is it that you can't take that in the same direction of supporting a local artist or an underground independent artist that you come across online, you know, or whatever, to, you know, really honestly, you know, push them out there just like the mainstream artists. But what they're creating right now is going to cost a whole lot less than what a mainstream artist is, you know, and, you know, so, I don't know. Don't give up, DeLon. Don't give up.
No, yeah.
You know,
you
have a talent, you know, that deserves to be heard and, you know, and to be experienced. And, you know, and I'm not just saying that again, you know, because I think that you're a great guy and that you, because you support, you know, who I am and what I do. I just think that's just an honest, you know, honest fact that you create music that in my mind is timeless, in my mind is feel good, you know, and I think it's the kind of sound that I would love to see music come back to. You know, because it is something that's positive. It's something that you walk away feeling good. There's nothing negative about anything that you create. And so, you know, I just, yeah, I'm going to really sleep on this because that's something I'm just really, really got on my mind right now. And thank you so much for taking my mind off of the hip-hop artist downstairs.
I mean, it comes down to this. We just got to keep supporting each other and uplifting each other, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because there's, you know, just through you, I've met so many talented people who deserve a shot. You know, I'm at the point now where even if I don't make it, if one of the people that I've met through you or Therese, that if they make it, then I'm happy. You know, at least to know that real music is still surviving. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, and I think, like, Matt, he's, like, definitely at the cusp, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's why I call him the truth, because he not only is he starting to make some noise, but he genuinely is talented. You know, it's not a, he's not a fluke, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, you know, there's so many others, you know, so.
Definitely. Well, we've come to the end of this particular show, my friend, so I hope that you'll be able to tune in again tomorrow at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the All Media Artists. I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to the show live, to those in the chat room and those listening in the wing, and then the ones that come back and check out the archives, you know, check out what DeLon and I were talking about, and then join us tomorrow on the All I was going to say all media artists, join us tomorrow on the Artist Roundtable, and let's continue the conversation because I think it's one that's important. And it does not just pertain to music industry. It pertains to anybody, whether you are a poet, spoken word artist, to author, you know, visual artist, you know, cook, comedian, you know, whatever you consider your artistry to be. You know, come join us on the Artist Roundtable and let's open up a dialogue and see what, you know, we can process together. Take care. God bless. And I'm going to close out the show today with DeLon's Happy Home.
All right. Thank you.
Without you, I could not see. Without another man, I'd be a Mm-hmm.